Hey everybody, Josh Peck here from Josh Peck Disclosure here on YouTube and also joshpeckdisclosure.com. If you haven't had a chance to, make sure that you go and check out joshpeckdisclosure.com because you'll have access to all sorts of free videos, free teaching, podcasts, everything in the world's free. And if you have a chance, if you would like to donate, you can click on the donate button or you can go to my Patreon site. Here's some information on that.
Hey everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before. But we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions. I always take feedback. I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as a dollar a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
All right. Thank you so much. If you could sign up for that, that would be great. Or again, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Help out there. If you can't donate your money, you can donate your time by sharing this video. This one's really important. This was something that I got caught up in a few years ago. And it's kind of on my mind right now because I'm working on a super secret project that will be released later on this year. I don't want to talk too much about that just yet. But I've got this on my mind. And a lot of times when I'm writing something or working on something, it helps me to be able to do a video like this, get people's perspective on it. It's all a part of the process that really helps me. But being one's own God, is that something that's a noble pursuit? Because our world would tell us that it is. Our world is especially our 21st century American culture is extremely self-centered. It's all about the self. It's all about what feels right to you individually, and doesn't focus so much on everybody else. And in a sense, sometimes figuratively or sometimes even quite literally, the individual becomes that individual's own God. You become your own God, even if you're a complete atheist. That can be the case. You know, there are teachings like New Age is really big on this, and self-empowerment and movements and stuff like that. One thing, and for those who aren't familiar, I've actually come out of the New Age. I used to be a big time New Ager. I used to astral project and remote viewing, and I used to do all that stuff, and had some pretty wild experiences. But I came out of all of that and instead it decided to embrace Jesus. I embraced Christianity, and it was the best decision that I've ever made. When I was in New Age, because I technically was raised Christian, but I fell away from that in my young adulthood, late teens, young adulthood years, and got into New Age through a variety of reasons and circumstances that would be the subject of another video because it'd take too long to get into. But when I was in it, a lot of times the New Age books and stuff I was reading would quote the Bible, yet it would still preach this idea of you being your own God. So when you think about it, being your own God is actually a really tragic and lonely state. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, why does the New Age reject Jesus, even though at times it seems to promote Jesus? You know, they're actually promoting a different Jesus. But the teachings of Jesus and the belief system of the first century church are actually completely antithetical to New Age theology. The biggest difference is the view of Jesus himself. So Christianity teaches that Jesus is God in the flesh, yet is still the Son of God who died on the cross as a sacrifice to atone for the sins of anyone who will accept him. You, me, anybody who will accept him. After his death and burial, Jesus was resurrected, thereby proving his conquering of death itself. And after this, Jesus ascended to heaven with a promise to return one day. Now, the New Age version of Jesus is really different. In New Age theology, Jesus is looked at as either merely a wise human teacher or something divine, such as an ascended master or spirit guide, or even sometimes an extraterrestrial being. That'll come up sometimes, who came here to teach us how we can ascend and become enlightened as well, but then humans killed him. So considering that, think about this quote from a popular New Age website and what this actually says. This is from a popular New Age site. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8, worshipers of the Christ have taken this declaration of the Holy Scriptures and have used it as powerful affirmation to know and feel that Jesus as the living Christ is here with us today, loving us, raising us upward, and moving us Christward to help us claim the empowerment as God's free will gift to all to become that, and pay attention to this, to become that same living Christ that is in Jesus now and always. See, that's a problem. They put it with a bunch of Christian stuff first, and then they slip that in there. But we'll get to that in a second. Continuing on in this quote, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:7. And yet the Jesus of today remarks that few among us choose to be what we truly are as Christed beings, and many would rather be something else. And so he gives us this commission. Yes, it is up to each of you as Christed beings to carry forward my message, the message of my mission 2,000 years ago and my message of today, that each one is the living Christ, created in God's image and likeness, and must choose to be that light, that reality now and ever through free will. And so you must teach them the art and science of knowingness, acceptance, and beingness as a trilogy of perfection, for when they can feel, know, and sense God's presence within, everything changes, a new universe opens, divine possibilities may be engaged in, and further insight ensue. Now, of course, none of that is in the Bible except the two verses that were quoted, and the two verses that were quoted were taken wildly out of context. So a common tactic of New Age teachers is to quote a Bible verse, remove the context, twist the original intended meaning, and use it to support their own anti-biblical teaching. The section quoted that we just quoted uses Hebrews 13:8, which we'll get into the context in just a second, and 2 Corinthians 5:7 to promote the idea that Jesus wants each one of us to realize that we're Christ ourselves just as much as he is. See, it's really self-centered. It's not about Jesus anymore and us serving him. Since Jesus obviously never taught that, the New Age teacher here must contrive a statement from Jesus to support this teaching. So the statement, of course, reads nothing like the words of the true Jesus described in the Bible. The real Jesus Christ taught a clear distinction between God and mankind. Jesus also taught he is the only way to God. Jesus taught there is nothing we mere humans can do to attain salvation for ourselves, and we certainly cannot ascend to him by our own merit and understanding. Rather, Jesus taught that only through him and from nothing of ourselves can we truly be saved. So here's John 14:6. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Matthew 19:25-26 says, when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Romans 10:9-10 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth, one confesses and is saved. Now let's look back at Hebrews 13:7-9 for context. Excuse me, one second here. For context. It says, starting in verse 7, remember your leaders who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. So again, that's stated in there for context. And it's really ironic because at the end it says, don't be led away by diverse and strange teachings. Yet that New Age website was using the verse previously out of context to do that very same thing, to try to do that thing. So the New Age movement rejects the real Jesus Christ as described in the Bible because Jesus did not teach New Age theology. No one can be true to the biblical text and teach New Age from it. One either has to twist and completely undo the original meaning of the biblical text or simply not teach New Age, but Christianity instead. So this brings us to just the overwhelming tragedy of being one's own God. Now, while on the surface, the message of New Age theology might sound enticing, but it's in fact lonely, it's depressing, and it is a tragedy. Now, at first, the thought of getting to be your own God might sound great. However, it quickly crumbles once you follow that line of thinking through. If you're your own God, you are as good as it gets for you. No one can truly help you spiritually because no one else is your God, only you are. Your limited experience on earth is all you have to guide you through the mysteries of the universe, death, and beyond. You have to figure out how to provide your own afterlife without even really knowing what happens when you die. Choosing to be your own God means you are worshiping a God who cannot create anything new, cannot save you from death, cannot provide you any answers that you don't already know, cannot tell you what will happen for you in the future, can't provide a divine meaning or plan for your life, and who cannot understand anything about reality outside of a human perspective. And in fact, if you are your own God, then your God cares so little for you that he or she believes you deserve nothing better than a flawed and finite God who will die someday and cannot offer any firsthand perspective on life after death. So if we're honest with ourselves, we would not put that level of importance, responsibility, and worship on any other person in the world, on an outside person, say a brother or a sister or a friend or a child or a grandparent. We would not worship one of our friends or family members or any other human being as our God. So why then would we want ourselves to fill that role? Would it not be better to submit to a higher power than ourselves? Wouldn't it make sense to trust in the one who created everything to give us the answers that we seek? Wouldn't it be far more comforting to worship the God who has proven himself throughout his word, his actions, and his sacrifice for each and every single one of us? So to me, it's an easy decision. I don't have enough faith to believe I can carry myself through this life or the next alone, and I wouldn't want to anyway. I would rather focus on a God who knows what he's talking about and who loves me more than I could ever possibly understand, who's proven himself time and time again, not only in his word, but throughout my life and through the lives of others. I would rather deny myself and stand with Jesus. And I would submit to you that you consider doing the same if you haven't already. All right, that is all for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. If you can, click on the donate button or consider being a Peck patron at patreon.com/joshpeck. All that being said, thank you so much. And until tomorrow, take care and God bless.